You are now listening to the Lexicon Podcast. Now, let the show begin.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to us, to you guys, to everybody. This is the Lexicon Podcast.
2017.
Version.
Yup, not virgin. Version. I'm just saying, you know.
I know.
I mean. It happens, people. We're talking about our plans for 2017, not about anything else that you guys are not going to hear about or talk about later on. But, as always, we have the lovely host, which is all three of us. You have myself, Alex, a.k.a. Exclusively Lex. You have
Liz.
And
Angie.
So, it's kind of been a heyday. Or, you know, a few days before, you know, we released our last podcast. But the holidays were in the way, and then work got a little bit busy, especially for me. So it's been a little bit hectic with trying to get together and make this happen. But just so you guys know, it's already been more than 10 episodes, and we are dedicated to making this happen.
Yay!
More than anything, just because we like getting together and just shooting the shit. So why not, right?
It's fun.
So we have two topics. They're going to be really quick and kind of like, maybe we'll just get to one. It all depends on how, you know how we are. You know how we do. We start on one, we end up on five. Yeah. So it's going to happen. But what today is Friday the 13th. We are recording on Friday the 13th. And we're actually going to talk about stories about Friday the 13th. And a quick question to you guys is, do you guys believe that Friday the 13th is bad luck? Like a lot of people say, like, oh my God, it's bad luck and whatnot, yada, yada, yada. I have my own theories on that and my own story, so I'll say that towards the end. But anybody else want to start?
I don't think it's bad luck.
Why is that?
I think unusual things might happen, but not necessarily bad luck. Yeah. My example is literally like happened like an hour ago. And shout out again to Chris, the guy who gave us our review. Mm-hmm. Because he
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Thank you. Because he snapped me earlier and he started listening, barely now, listening to Serial.
Mm.
The first season.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good season.
And it starts, I think, either the girl went missing on January 13th or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot which one. But point is, January 13th is an important date in this podcast.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he sent me the snap saying like, dude, it's the 13th today, and it's Friday the 13th, and I was like, dude, when I first heard that podcast, it was January the 13th as well.
That's funny.
So like something interesting and unusual would happen, but like not necessarily bad luck. I don't think I've ever had any bad luck.
By the way, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's Serial is a podcast you guys can find. I won't link to it. It's pretty easy to find. It's like always in the top 10 or whatever.
Yeah, it is. It's been out for almost like 2-3 years and it's still out. Like it's still talked about to this day.
It is Serial, like cornflakes, right? Like
Serial, like killer.
Like Serial.
Serial.
No, that's
and
like,
I'm not drinking. No, that's water. That's
literally. Another unusual thing that happened today. We're not drinking.
Oh, you're not drinking either?
No.
What?
I told you, I'm not drinking.
That's funny. Right, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Later on.
Well, at least in the podcast.
I decided if I'm going to drive later on. That's why.
Okay, okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to take it easy. But Alex is drinking.
I'm not drinking.
Cheers
it's
to all that. Look at that. Unusual things happen on Friday the 13th.
This is all water in these red cups.
What the fuck? Whatever.
Don't believe. Oh, don't be.
You,
hey.
What kind of liquor you got?
Yo.
Jameson. Give me some.
Don't believe the fake news. Sad.
Wait, do you want it on ice? No, it's been a hard week. Let me just get it straight.
Fake news. Sad.
Whatever.
Sad.
I'm gonna go grab a chocolate and throw it at you.
what did he say? Something woman.
Nasty woman.
Nasty woman. Don't believe him. Fake news. Sad.
Hold up.
Untrue.
Women who could get shit done.
Yeah.
With water and soda.
See what I mean? We digress from topic to topic.
I have water.
Water.
It's water. I'm hydrating.
I have water too.
We have vodka.
Sure.
Vodka water.
We check the calories.
It's 60-something.
We check the calories and, you know.
That's hilarious.
Sorry, you guys.
That reminds me of a joke. Like the calories of, what was he say, Jameson? Or no, what was it?
It was Jameson that I checked.
Jameson, Angie checked the calories because she's dieting or something. Or,
I'm not dieting,
I don't know.
I'm just logging.
Is and I have a wedding in March.
She says she's going vegan, trying to get superpowers.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh no, honey!
Mon frere. Hell no! I even texted Luis today, like, we need to have like more steak. I need more steak.
That's what's up. You need to bulk up.
I do. I want more fucking steak.
That's good. You should do that. Anyway, we're checking the calorie. Well, she was checking the calories for Jameson. It's 69.
Which like by a shot, I think.
69. It's all on its own. It's still funny. But that reminds me of a sex joke.
Of course.
What's the speed limit on sex?
Is it 69?
No.
No?
It's 68 because at 69 you flip over and eat it.
Ooh, I like it. We need to insert like a little...
Wait, where's the
Mama?
Where's the Mamma Mia DVD?
Look, okay, for that Mamma Mia, by the way, my coworkers have brought that up. For that Mamma Mia thing, it had to be a family-friendly joke, okay? I have better ones. God damn it. I am sometimes funny. It is family. Just give me friendly. Alcohol.
It's math.
I mean, yeah, but no, it's not. Anyway, you know what they say, turn that 6 and 29. You know what I'm saying? Views, Drake,
hey,
what up?
Hey.
Anyway, so Friday the 13th, you don't think it's bad luck. Do you think it's bad luck?
No. I don't think it's bad luck. I don't think having black cats is bad luck. I don't think anything is bad luck. You have your own luck.
I feel like speaking something into existence is more crazier.
Yeah. You know yes. what I mean? Okay.
That, like when people say and they go like, I fucking knew that.
All right. So like this, so
knock on wood.
So this is the thing. All right. So obviously we're Hispanic. Oh, big reveal.
Can't tell.
Just by the way, you know, we are Hispanic. We're not paying for the wall. We're on this side. It's okay.
Not everybody talk like Sofia Vergara.
Hispanics have a lot of sayings. Mm-hmm. A lot of dichos and a lot of...
First of all, hold on. If my mom was cool, I would put her on the podcast just to say dichos. She pulls them out of fucking thin air. And I'm like, what does that mean?
No, it's just
giving me that riddle.
It's crazy now. Like these are you know what people call superstitions. But honestly, they're just like by this time, I honestly believe they're proverbs. Like that's just how crazy they are. Now, certain things of hey, don't do this because this will happen is pretty much the simple way of explaining what they say. All these dichos and all these things that people have in their mind, and I for one hate it. When people start talking about these things around me, I immediately say, no, stop. Do not talk about it. Because I have this, that's the only thing for me as far as like superstition, I guess. For me, it's if you're talking about it, you're willing it to happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the whole Bloody Mary sentiment of, hey, say it so many times, like you're You'll calling see it forward. Yeah.
You kind
of
want to see it.
Yeah. It's just you're bringing it upon yourself, you know? And that's.
Bring it out in the universe for it to just come back around.
And it's karma. Simple as that. It's like, hey, you want to act dumb and say dumb things? Like, it's going to happen, you know? Joke around, see what happens. And mm-hmm. then that's how it starts. And for me, like, somebody starts saying things, and recently more, it's been happening because of the fact that. Our two families have gotten together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a bigger family now. So no matter where you turn, you know, like, hey, you guys are together, or this family member says this family member says that, or don't do this, don't do that. As far as like getting to know each other and then marriage and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, immediately, as soon as somebody says something, I'm like, hey, stop, don't do that. And then people look at me like I'm weird. But the thing is, like, I hate it because it's like, good for you. You believe in that. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't need you to bring it to me. Yep. And it's just the reason that I think that way and the reason I react that way is because I don't dream a lot. But when I dream, I have very, very, very vivid dreams. Those. Yeah, like so vivid that I could literally remember the dreams I've had and I can tell you what they are. And some of them have been pretty bad, like to the point where I woke up and like I've gone run to my parents like, oh, are you guys okay? Like, okay, they're okay. Like it's been bad. I'll leave that for another topic because it's dreams. Really crazy. Yeah, because it's like really crazy. So I'll leave that for another one. But for me, that you brought it up, that's what it is. So I think the same thing. Like I think it's like you bring it upon yourself, and you know you do that thing to yourself or the people around you, and it's like I don't like it. So like if I ever see you out there and then you start saying something, and if I tell you, hey, stop, you know what?
Talk's fine.
Yeah,
you're speaking, trying to speak something into like existence, and it's something positive that'll benefit you and your family. You know, especially you guys. Benefit your kid, that's fine with me. Brag yeah. about it all you want,
yeah,
but anything negative is like just that's when I start yeah. looking for fucking wood, going like nope.
You have no idea how many times I'm like hey. And next thing you know, you just hear me knocking on wood. It's just crazy. Yeah. Do you guys have anything that's ever happened to you on Friday the 13th, like not bad things, like just anything, like anything you can remember on that day, like hey, this happened to me, like for some reason a friend called you out of nowhere, or you guys got invited to like a concert or something, and you're like, "Yeah, it makes Friday the 13th good for me."
No, either that or I've never paid attention to it.
I think that's what it is. You know? Yeah, it's just another day. I don't know. We'll start Friday the 13th till like.
I think it's the only one right for this year.
Okay.
I think it's the only one for this year.
I think so too. I haven't checked the calendar. The only reason I would check the calendar for Friday the 13th for me, because usually I find money on Friday the 13th. And it's always like $20. Yeah, it's crazy. It's cool. I like it.
Just follow Alex when he
Or do you take it away from my drawer?
No. No, if I'm taking money out of your drawer, I'm taking 100.
What drawer?
Her penny drawer.
I don't think you want to go in there.
hey, no penny, no penny rating. And babe, I'm leaving that one in just for that. I'm gonna leave that one in just for that.
It's fine. I wanted to make you guys laugh.
It's Friday the 13th after all. Have fun.
Yay.
So for me, actually, like especially when I was younger, I don't know if it was like my own dumb belief of positivity, like you said, but I've always found money on the ground, like $5, $20. Usually it's a 20,
or like, nice. And it's crazy. Only found money like
this year times. I didn't though. I was looking forward to it, but this year I didn't.
Night is still young.
That's what I was gonna say.
Check the floors, like when you're walking outside.
Check the drawers, you know. Yeah, check the drawers.
The ones that are buzzing. Those might be lucky. Make sure you check those.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you want to hide your money, huh?
No, I found $20 a long ago.
She's like, no, she's like, how much money did I have in my drawer? I don't actually, like, it's funny though, because I don't carry any cash. Like, it's so weird for me to carry. It's so weird for any of us to carry cash.
Yeah, it's that's true.
Like, I go to her, like, hey, babe, I need to get a haircut. You got $10? She's like,
yeah.
No, I need to get it from the bank. Like, oh, okay, I guess. I got to do the same thing. I just thought I'd ask. You never know.
Yeah.
But. So that's why I wanted to bring up Friday the 13th. Other than the fact that it's actually today, it's just a funny tidbit that I've had happen to me. It doesn't happen every single one, but it usually happens. Like as far as I can remember, it's happened more than once. It's happened more than twice. So it's not. It's, you know, it's a coincidence, obviously. But that's what makes it memorable for me, because I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, money, yeah. You know, and then there's other things that when, like, for example, one of the details that as far as positivity is. It's really dumb, but people say, like, when your palm itches.
That happened to me earlier this week, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, like, when your palm itches, like, what I do, or my parents have told me to do, or my aunt, and it's like, close it and put it in your pocket.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Mine is put it in your bra. Yeah. Damn,
really?
Yeah. It's where you put...
Wherever you put money. No. As women.
Girl.
When you go to the club, you have no pockets.
Why are you going to the club for?
I was going to say,
why
are you going to
the club? No, I got that actually from back then. I got used to it for a little bit and then...
And I'm drinking water.
And I wonder where you find the $20.
No wonder it was on the floor.
Jerk, I'm not on the floor.
Just to be sure, like, if you find it here before you leave, it's mine.
Exactly.
What if I find it outside?
That's why her palm was
If itchy. It's, like, on the sidewalk and after, that's okay.
All right, then.
For grabs.
As far as you know, I found it on the sidewalk. So, and then, with that, and then, you know, like, today, it's a good day. It's a good day. Like,
it's a good day.
It is. It was a stressful week for me as far as, like, work stuff. But got it done. I didn't think I was going to get it done. I thought I was going to get, like, to the wire. Got it done pretty early. Close to the wire, but then early, so I was able to relax. It's a long weekend, and then, you know, the podcast is getting back together. So, it's a good day for me.
Yeah.
Again, bring weather to you will, and that's what we're doing. But then you also brought up something as far as Friday the 13th. Do you want to talk about what you're doing today?
Oh, yeah. It's Friday the 13th. And apparently there's tattoo parlors in general that do $13 tattoos on Friday the 13th. So I know this is going to be after, but hey, for next time, now you know.
Now, for somebody like me who doesn't know about the pricing of tattoos, because I know there's like certain, obviously there's small pieces and big pieces. But I don't know how they price the tattoos.
It literally depends on the artist and their experience, where you're going. And, I mean, I'm going because it's a $13 one. And if there's room for me, I kind of want to just go ahead and get one. Just for fun.
Yeah.
Literally for fun.
Now, do you know this person, like, as far as they've done work before?
Okay. He did, well, the place that we went to, one of the guys there did Luis's first tattoo that he got literally, like, two, three. for his birthday.
Nice.
So I know it. I know the place. I've been there. I feel okay with it. If it were just a random night, I'd be a little wary. I'd be like,
yeah, because no, that's what I was gonna ask. Because like, I don't, you know how like sometimes people believe the pricing of what they charge is based on quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, not obviously always true, but you know, if somebody has experience, they're gonna want to charge more because hey, their work is known. Obviously, they have examples on the, you know, the
but this is just special pricing for Friday the 13th.
Okay.
So I mean, it's literally $13.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, and that's cheap,
and it's not an elaborate thing. So yeah.
I'm cheaper than dinner.
Pretty much.
Eh, it depends where you go. I'll bring that one up later. Hit me up if you guys want to know where to go for a date for less than $20 and make them think it's expensive.
So yeah, that's the deal with that. Yeah, but it's not just where I'm going. I know that there's other places
yeah.
that do them.
So that's cool. Like I mean, I for one would have never thought about that, but again, I don't know about that business. Mm-hmm. But when you told me about it, I was like, that's a really good idea, and that's a really good way to get people in your door.
Yeah,
obviously you charge $13 for certain pieces. Obviously you can't do it, you can't be like, oh, your whole back or your whole body. $13
No, not at all. Yeah, I'm assuming it's like less than the, like the size
of
the palm, maybe a quarter, know?
No, like about the size of your palm. Why do you want it a quarter?
Because usually like those are not easiest, but
they faster. Are but like the palm.
I mean, you don't know until you get there.
It could be the palm to a quarter. How about
that? You never know. But it's
somewhere between there.
But it's a small piece, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the good thing, that's for me, that's a good mark. Obviously, Friday the 13th doesn't happen all the time, but either way, that's still good marketing. You know, you get your business, you get people in your door for your business, and then you show them the example of a small one or whatever, and then say, hey, we want bigger. And then that's how it happens. Like, you get in there and you start looking at the wall at the different, you know, portfolio, let's say.
Yeah.
And you're like,
different art around, even just like the vibe of the place. Like, if you feel comfortable with it, that's fine. Go with your gut.
If they offer you a beer, take it.
Period. Like, if you have a bad feeling, don't go there.
Don't get a tattoo on your gut. Just go with your gut instinct.
Don't walk into a garage.
I did that, though. That was fine.
That was my first tattoo. That's the only tattoos I have done in a garage.
Three of mine were in a garage.
Okay. We have some time. We're going to dive into that. I had to check the time. Again, it's, you know, the night is still young. Stories? Who wants to go first? Do you guys want to talk about it?
I'm fine with mine. Mine are like, mine okay.
I don't see mine.
I don't see
I really don't, unless I'm like looking in a mirror, bah.
Hey, okay.
It's literally on my, like...
Look back at it, babe.
I know.
Look back at it. So we'll go ahead and... who you want to start? We'll start with you. The story of your tattoos. Not where they're located or whatever. Just what they are. And why? I mean, that's usually what people always ask. Like, oh, why'd you get that tattoo? So, you know, we'll have it here. So it'll be an answer for everybody that already knows. So if they ever see your tattoo, they'll be like, oh, you know the story behind it.
I find kind of annoying
when people ask you why.
Not really, but at the same time, it's kind of like, well, it's for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm.
But there are people that have like deep fucking meaning and
talking about it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I was 18. My mom always told me not to get a tattoo.
So what do you do?
I walk into somebody's garage. Somebody that we knew. Guy just got out of jail. You know, they know how to do tattoos when they walk out.
Was this by our high school? Okay, continue.
Oh, my God.
No, not the same guy, but I'm like, huh.
I wonder.
We'll talk about it after. Huh.
So, he was a friend. He was a longtime friend of one of my girlfriends.
Okay.
So, that's why I'm like, okay, cool. Everything clean.
Okay.
Okay, you're good. So, I call my mom before I even get it. And I tell mom, I'm like, what would you do if I have a tattoo right now? Like, what can I do if you already have it? I mean, you're already 18. I can't tell you what to do. And it's not like nice something mom. You could take off. So I had not gotten it yet. And then she said that and I hung up. Zzz, get that shit done.
Before she changes her mind.
Before she changes her mind. Same thing with my piercings.
Oh, my God.
I got them done before she said anything after. And
so you got your piercings pretty late too?
No, my piercings, like this one, I got it when I was 16. Right. I forgot you had that. I got like others.
Okay.
No, 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 not there.
Like belly button. Girls.
Stop, Angie. This is a family show. 69. Hey.
Continue.
Sorry, so what was that tattoo?
Oh, well, I got a skull.
Or what is?
Sure, like, you know.
I got a girl skull on my right back because my Halloween and skull.
Oh, that's cute.
All that other stuff with a little purple bow. And then I just got Rihanna-inspired stars on my back.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's all I got. And then I was supposed to go back and get, like, a retouch-up, but it happened.
You went back to jail?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I just thought garage, you know. Happens.
No, and it was cheap, $30 for both. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool. And that's why when you walk into a garage, you got to make sure the guy's going to do it right. Especially if it's $30. But hey, thank you very much. Far away.
I'm far away.
Yeah. He lives in Georgia, I think, now. So, cheers.
Alex can't believe it.
Now, the only reason I'm kind of shaking my head is not the fact that you get tattooed. That's fine. That's whatever. Plus, it was before I met you. So, I mean, what can I say? You already did it. You know? It's just the fact that you said, you know, it's something that's going to be permanently on your body unless it's obviously the ink is bad and it's going to fade. It's never going to leave, but it's going to fade. How do you make the conscious decision to look at a garage? I mean, you're going to answer this after, obviously. But how do you guys make the decision of looking at a garage and be like, my friend says it's cool. Their work is cool. Let's do it.
We're young. We didn't think about all that safety stuff. As you get older, you start thinking about more like sanitation and stuff.
Who needs a tennis shot? Seriously.
By the way, if you need a tennis shot, please go to W. No, I'm just kidding.
Not a proud sponsor.
No. That's why I didn't finish it. Relax. So?
Patreon?
No.
We'll finish the sentence.
Angie, what about you?
I found mine on MySpace back in the day.
Oh, my God. Let me guess. He said we give you a discount and you put them in your top eight?
No. Let me guess. They had a cool-ass song when you got into the profile.
No. Literally just stumbled upon them. I don't even remember how. I just remember I saw one piece of his on someone else's page, I think. And then I went to his page and looked at his little mini portfolio going on his page. So I started looking through them and I was like, this is not that bad. But I didn't know where he was doing them.
So that's how you walk into a garage without knowing where you're going. Okay.
But like before that, I mean, I didn't go like, hey, you're gonna show up, you know, I'm gonna be there. No, it was like I communicated with him and I asked him like, hey, how much would you do for this? Like, I want this and I want it in this size. I want it on this position, in this place on my body, I mean. And what will you charge? And he told me, and then he was frank and he's like, just so you know, I do this. I live in an apartment. I have a garage for my apartment. I do it out of my apartment garage. But the garage wasn't even a garage.
He
made it into a studio.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
It wasn't licensed. So I'm not going to say his name or anything.
But no. Obviously, we're not going to mention anything.
I'm still friends with him on Facebook, I believe. I think so. He's like a family man now. He's really cool. He was a really cool guy. Made me feel very comfortable. I went with my cousin, actually. She went with me. And I it was fine.
I mean, the good thing is, you know, he was up front, which is awesome.
Yeah. And I think I got it when I was 19. Because that was when I, like, had, like, a full year of having a job. And my whole idea growing up was, like, fucking 18. Doing it at 18. Gotta get a job first.
I forgot that part.
Yeah. So then I had the job. I had it for a year. And then I went and got my first one.
Cool.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got Learn to Swim on my right rib cage.
I remember that. Yeah. Holy shit.
Nice cursive writing.
Yeah, it just brought back the memories of when you told me when you first got it and everything. It just kind of clicked. I forgot about all that.
Yeah. So I got that one. That one was my first one. And then I went back with him for two other ones that were really small ones. Another one is on my left hip. I have a Batman symbol, but it's in like the shape of a heart. So his wings are like kind of coming this way. Yeah, and that's just a solid black one. Obviously, we know why I got that one. And by the way, the Learn to Swim one is because it's from a Tool lyric. If you guys don't listen to Tool, listen to Tool and listen to... Fuck, what's the name of the song? I forgot. We'll link it. Mm. But yeah.
Because they're fucking awesome.
and then my last one from that guy. My last one was my dog's paw print. Not Zeus's. This was an older dog.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah. We stamped his foot like regular on a white piece of paper, and we digitally shrunk it down, and I got it like this size on my on the inside of my left ankle.
Quarter.
Yeah, literally, when he showed me like different little sizes, and he's like, this is like a quarter, and he put a quarter on top of it. He's like, that's the size it'll be if you want it that way. And I got it the size of a quarter. So it's a little red one, tiny one. Have it next to my foot because I love dogs, and he was my first dog. I love it.
It's awesome.
So cute to look at.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have good reasons for getting them, obviously. Like, people sometimes get the tribal or whatever for like random reasons, or people were
decorative
drunk
reasons.
Or people were drunk. You know, everybody has their own reasoning. Not saying it's a bad thing, but you know, people sometimes don't remember. They're like, oh shit, I got a tattoo. So the fact that you guys do have, you know, reasonings behind it is pretty cool. Also, the fact that you guys both went to garages, that's funny. You guys didn't go.
My biggest one though, the most recent one was at an actual tattoo parlor, and which is a totally different experience, which is funny because it's like that's how it's supposed to be.
I mean, but yes and no. I mean, it makes sense though, because sometimes it's like the same thing of any artist. You know, not everybody's gonna have the means of having a studio or working there.
That's what that guy was. He's like, this is my passion, but I mean, I have my own real 9-to-5 job.
Yeah,
but I love doing this.
And he makes some money on the side,
yeah,
which is good.
And he was, yeah.
So that's awesome. I don't have any tattoos, and I'm not drinking alcohol tonight either, so. no, seriously.
The truth and a lie?
Oh, I mean, we could play that later. Actually, you know what? Speaking of, we're going to talk about this later, but I'll bring it up at another podcast. There's a game called Million Dollars Butt that we're going to play. But that's going to be a separate video on a separate thing, and we'll talk about that later. It'll probably be next month, so we'll talk about that, and then
a new bottle.
We'll bring it, and then you'll know what it is. But yeah, like I don't have any,
because I'm just thinking of like the baby. I'm like, wait,
priorities.
No, I get that.
My teddy bear.
Oh my god, that kid is crazy. He's too much already.
He is.
We can't return him.
He got super excited because I got him new clothes.
We can't return him. So, I've thought about getting tattoos before, just randomly. Like, hey, it'd be cool if I got one. But then I'm like, there's no real reason for me to get one. The only one that I've ever actually really thought about going through with is my uncle has the name of his mom, like, across his heart. Like, after she, like, passed away or whatever, he got it. And I was like, that's really cool. But I don't want to get it after she passes. Like, I want to get it before, kind of thing. Because I think that's kind of like a way of. But the thing is, then I stopped myself because I was like, why am I doing the remembrance kind of thing already? You know, kind of thing. So it was.
Yeah. I agree.
Again, that was literally like.
I have a whole theory about that because I have a Virgen de Guadalupe on my thigh, and I wanted to add a name for it. But then I was like, I still know someone with that name.
Yeah.
And they're very special to me, and I don't want them to think anything like.
So this is that. So when I started thinking that, the first thing I did was.
Yep.
Yeah, so again, the details, the superstitions and stuff like that. So I just think that's awesome. We didn't pick any topics out today because we kind of had some time apart before we got together, and I kind of had this idea of Friday the 13th, and you guys literally were talking about tattoos, and you guys have a story behind it. So I thought that was pretty cool. This is a way of us, again, getting back together and talking about different stuff. So I'm just going to ask real quick, you know, before we end the podcast, it's going to be a short one today, but you know, we're going to be back to a regular schedule, so look forward to that. So quick question, do you guys believe in New Year's resolutions, and if you do you have any? Now, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but this year might be the year that I finally decide I want to have some. Now, that sounds kind of weird, but the thing is, you know, people always say New Year's resolutions get broken, but you know, we'll start with you guys and then I'll say what I mean. So we'll start with you this time.
I'm not a big believer in resolutions. So I'm kind of like on the same wavelength as you. It's like, I want to do stuff this year, but I don't want to call it a resolution because a resolution just feels like it sticks to the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And it just falls apart. So long-term goals, how about that?
Sure.
Like, something quickly we discussed before the podcast, which is something that I want to do for the podcast. That's one of my, I guess, long-term goals. Another thing is, like, I have my cousin's wedding in March that's in Mexico soon, and I'm kind of, like, just watching what I eat because I want to look good for myself.
She has quit Team Fat. Just wanted you guys to know that.
No, I still want
to. We accept gift cards for steakhouses.
Oh yeah, we do. I talked about wanting more steak. That's one of my resolutions. I want more steak.
Don't send gift cards.
Yeah, so just something simple like that. But it's not necessarily losing weight. I just want to feel good. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
Same thing. First year's coming up for our son, so I kind of want to be able to take family pictures and not look back at them and be like, oh, you fat.
Oh, why are you talking about our son like that?
Myself.
Oh, okay.
As a mother, after having a child a year, I think I should owe it to myself to get back on track, so.
Well, I mean, you know what? I'll let you do that. I'll stay in with the kid, sleep in, and you can hit the gym like at 5 in the morning. I'll do that for you. I'll sacrifice.
It's on the podcast.
I'll sacrifice myself.
You can, like, put this in court.
And take care of the kid.
You guys are both consenting to recording this.
Until I have to go to work, and then I'll get
into my mom. We have a live-in babysitter. We both can do it, so.
Wild.
It was a sweatshop before.
Whatever. A sweatshop got converted into a fucking daycare.
That's another story for later. And that one actually will come with pictures. I'll include them in the video.
Oh, cute.
But that'll be for later, because like I'll probably by then I'll be like.
Do you have pictures of the sweatshop?
No,
in like action?
No. I don't think so. I think there's like
someone's gonna report one. Us. They're gonna be like, they're talking about a fucking sweatshop.
It's not a real sweatshop.
They don't live in a good neighborhood.
It's not a real sweatshop.
I saw her throw away his tie, some blue one that she knitted for him. I'm like.
Wait,
why? Oh, you like
she
it?
Didn't throw it away. She didn't throw it away. She put it in a bag.
Oh, yeah. I was like, girl, you're like, making me look bad in front of the people.
That would be so nice.
No, it's because where I work now, I don't wear ties anymore because it's all work. It's like semi-casual, like, or however you call it. So I don't really wear ties anymore. I used to wear a lot of ties. So I had a lot of ties, and then now they're all just wrapped up in a bag.
Question, if you're stuck in the office all day, I'm not saying your job, just in general, but do they have you wear office clothes if meetings? You're not seeing anybody? No, I know, but like meetings are already like pre-done.
Sometimes you're, well, I'm speaking for my office. So sometimes you're in a different place within the building if you're not on one floor, you know, so that can deal with it. If there's different departments within the company, wherever you're working at, you still have to like, you know, represent your part of the department.
For us, it's kind of a way of. It's kind of a way of showing that we work there, like we work on a different floor.
Yeah,
and then where the bottom is open to the public, so like if we just have random people by. And then more than anything, it's just you representing the company. It's just they don't want you to look bad. Even on casual Fridays, they're like, you can't wear this and
quick,
that. You know.
Quick story: I tried asking like once on a Christmas Eve that I was gonna work and I was gonna be like one of three people there. I told my my supervisor, like, hey, is it okay if I wear jeans? Like, no one's going to be here. But I didn't say that. Like, no one's going to be here. I just said, is it okay if I wear jeans? I'm going to be here for 4 hours. And they're like, policy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just depends wherever you work.
And then the thing is, you know, HR can be really, really strict or, you know, really, really loose. It all depends. But then that also means HR can be really, really bad. By that, I mean that they can't really help you when it comes to, you know, employer relationships. You know, so you kind of want them to enforce policy, even though sometimes it might be too strict, but in the end, it might be to your benefit. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I saw it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, for me, that's it's like the rules. And then for me, plus I don't really like need to dress down, but more than anything, it's for us more one for identification and two, because you're representing the company. And that's the same thing nowadays with like social media rules and stuff. It's the same reason. You're representing a brand, a company, and it'll look bad. So that's what it is. But I don't wear ties anymore. Like it's just like very dress clothes, but no more ties. So shop's clothes. I don't even have to wear a suit anymore, which I kind of miss. But then again, I got fat. So I started listening to podcasts, and they have somebody that's the king of, you know, the president of Team Fat. And I wanted to join Team Fat. So I. Just, you know, I became Team Fat. I'm serious. I play Rocket League with the flag that says Team Fat. It's awesome. No, I just got fat. It happened.
Don't say that. It's just you got married. Wifey cooks.
No, my wife got pregnant and then she said, I'm hungry.
And then he would eat like almost everything.
She would eat and then she's like, I'm hungry. And then she'll take a bite. She's like, I can't eat anymore. And I'm like, I already paid for this. So I'm not gonna throw it away. I wouldn't eat it right there. I would take it home, but still. I would eat more than I did. So, obviously, for me, one thing is not a New Year's resolution. It's just I gotta lose more weight. But I'm lazy, so I'll be honest. I'm just lazy.
We're parents. We don't sleep well at night. We work all day.
And it's crazy, you know, full time job, parents, and then trying to do other stuff on the side. Like, yeah. it's a lot.
If work would be like, hey, you guys are allowed an hour a day to take off to the gym.
Some places do that, but that's...
I do it in my job, but...
But they do that.
Not exactly to the gym, but, like, they have, like, classes, but they fill up. You know, yeah, if you're not ready...
And not just that, like, it, some employers will let you do that because it's beneficial for them.
Yeah.
Because you'll cost them less.
That's part of employee wellness.
Yeah, you'll cost them less in the long run. And then this company... that I'm with, they have recently been implementing more and more company wellness, and I'm like, okay, I'll do them this year or whatever, like I'll actually take them serious. But I've never been a person to have a regimen of like really going to the gym or dieting or whatever. It's just more of like, I guess I'll start it and I'll keep going and I eventually lose the weight. But the thing is, I'm not really trying to get down to a weight level. It's just like, I can feel better about myself, you know. It's like I can wear this and this and that that I haven't worn in years or I haven't worn in months. And I'm like, oh my God, I can wear it. I feel better. So it's like, that's one thing for me.
My coworker made a point not long ago. Like, it is cheaper for me to lose weight than it is for me to go buy a new set of clothes because the ones I have at home don't fit. Yeah. Plus, it makes you feel so good.
That's a whole new fucking wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
Bras are fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And they stab you when they, like...
I don't know about that, but I know they're expensive because, like, I have sister and mom and like, oh, you gotta go shopping. And I'm like, I'll leave you guys alone. But as you're passing by, they're like, oh my God, it's a sale. $50 for two. What?
They're expensive.
But, you know, like, again, it's not a New Year's resolution because I don't think I'm not, you know, to the point where, oh my God, I'm sick of it or like I'm unhealthy or whatever. I mean, I'm technically unhealthy, but I've always been unhealthy. As far as like, because you go to the doctor and they're like, oh my God, you don't have 2% body fat. You're overweight. And it's like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So.
And, I was called obese once and I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
still called obese right now.
But technically, by medical standards, yeah. You know, if we're
by medical standards, by fucking body mass index. That's it.
Which is, yeah, medical standards. Because, I mean, that's what they use.
If your BMI isn't in this category.
And it's funny because it's like not.
You're freaking.
And they're
overweight.
Different, too. There's different kinds of BMI. Like a sports BMI is way different from just your doctor's office.
And then you can be either like not in it, you can be above it or below it. And either way, you're unhealthy if you're not in that index, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody has their own thing. So I don't believe in user solutions. I've never done them. Just because I've always heard people say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then. So for me, I'm just like, I guess I'll try to do one this year and I'll do what everybody else does and try to lose weight. But then I'm like, the alarm goes off and I'm like,
And how many days have we gone since the year started?
10. One. Twice. What? One.
To the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, 13 days. That's
why
I'm like, what?
No.
Yeah, like once or twice.
I mean, I woke up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym. And then I turn around and I see my kid is like sprawled out asleep.
I bet.
My wife is like knocked out next to him. And then it's a damn miracle it's raining in California or in LA. And I'm just like, do I even have
They're
to go
flooding.
To work?
Laurel Canyon is closed, you guys. Stay away from there. OMG.
And I'm like, do I even have to go to work today? Like, you know,
do I even have to go to work?
We ask each other the same question every morning. Like, are we sick? Do you feel cold?
Can you guys subscribe to my YouTube, make me a YouTuber so I can work from home, you know, please, for the sake of my child.
Push me out the door to do Etsy shit.
Tell your friends, subscribe to my YouTube, you know, get me paid, and then that way, you know, I can work from home. We can make this a business, a real one.
Do you guys like listening to us?
share with your friends, please. And I think that's going to conclude this podcast, the first one of the year, first one coming back. So I thought it was only natural that we kind of talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions. Obviously, it's not a serious talk because we weren't big believers in it. You know, to each their own. If you have New Year's resolutions, you know, hopefully you can stick with them. And
you can. You really can.
What I say by that is that, you know, it's all up to you.
Yeah.
You know, if you need us for support, just like, hey, say da da da. Send us an email, Twitter, whatever, and then we'll give you a shout out or whatever. It'll be fine.
Yay! If you need us for support, send us a Patreon. Send us your phone number. We'll call you on the dot. Wake you up.
You need a wake-up call? Alex got you.
Hey. You guys better pay me some goddamn good money. You guys better pay me some goddamn good money for that, because I ain't waking up for free. Calling you for wasting my minutes.
Correction.
I ain't got unlimited minutes, guys. Relax. Can I?
Like, oh, shoot. Who the hell remembers buying minutes because you freaking ran out of it and you couldn't get the next text message because it was more money?
That'll be a topic for another day. I have a really good story of how I got my first cell phone, but that'll be for another day. So, with that, guys, as always, I'd like to give you guys a chance to where people can find you. Shit, we're going to start with Liz because Andrew's obviously not ready.
I'm so sorry.
My Instagram is Liz. _the_biz, LIZZ _the_BIZZ.
Well, I know you always link my Instagram, and that's the one I always forget too, but I'm more active on Snapchat, I feel. So
okay.
You can call me on Snapchat at @Angie_Ness. That's ANGIE_NESS.
And as always, you can find me on Twitter. That's where I'm most active, @exclusively_Lex. This video itself goes up on YouTube at youtube.com/exclusively_Lex. And of course, our Patreon for the moment. News to come on that. For the moment, it's patreon.com/exclusively_lex. Go ahead. If you can, support us $1 and up. It's just means the world to us. Obviously, if you can't, that is okay. You can always just do what you do best. Share it with your friends. Let them know.
Word of mouth is the best.
Yeah, definitely is. And of course, if you're on iTunes, that 5-star rating means the world to us. Any 5-star rating that we get, I'll go ahead and give you guys a shout out. It's the easiest thing you can do. It's the easiest thing I can do. So, you know, for you guys showing support. And you have an idea?
Oh, I just said, ooh.
And with that, we'll end the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. We love you guys. And bye. Have a good night. Yay.